The new General Motors. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. GM is now officially unbankrupt with a new CEO and a new culture. Although that report that the new logo would change from blue to green.
Usually I always believe everything I read on Bloomberg, but I said, what on earth is this actually?
But the big question for CEO Fritz Henderson, will the government, as GM's majority owner, get in the way? The president 3.5 months ago said no.
The United States government has no interest in running GM.
But the United States Congress has a definite interest. The House is trying to stop GM from closing dealerships. And in the Senate, Carl Levin pushed to keep the GM plant in Orion, Michigan open. And sure enough, by an incredible coincidence, what did we hear this morning?
We announced a new small car last month to be built right here in Michigan. This was a business decision.
Business decision. Well, then I guess Levin had nothing to do with it. We were also told the government's auto czar will keep hands off.
I've heard Steve Rattner say many times he has no ability to pick the colors of cars. And he doesn't want to, actually. He wants the company to perform.
Which brings us to the ultimate question. Will customers come back? To which I say, how can they not? If you're a patriot who believes in buying American, what better way to show your loyalty than to buy a car that is not only made in America, but made by a company 60% owned by America, sold in a showroom, reopened by American legislation, and bought using your cash for clunker subsidy, which is 100% financed by American tax dollars. Whatever the color on the outside, on the inside, a car like that is red, white, and blue. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.